This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to you. I don't care where you're at. I don't care what you're doing. I hope you've had a great day. I hope you have an even better weekend, okay? I'm going to be rocking with you here for the next 4 hours. We got plenty to talk about, plenty to discuss. A big shout-out to my main man, Stu Kovacs, helping to put this show together. We're going to talk to Cam Rogers next hour. He's an expert on all things Tiger Woods. Obviously, this upcoming Sunday at 3 p.m., we got the match, Woods and Manning versus Mickelson and Brady. Talk a little golf. Cam is going to come by and break that down with us. We're going to talk about Scottie Pippen's legacy. You know, is Scottie Pippen going to go down as, you know, one of the greatest forwards, point forwards of all time? Or is he more so known as a whiner and a quitter? The Cleveland Browns are doing something extremely interesting to help raise money. You can be a part of the Cleveland Browns organization. We're going to talk about that during the show. Mike Tomlin, he has some concerns about offseason development. We want football back, but are the players going to be ready to go? And along with that, if you haven't heard, I feel like every week the NFL, I don't know if this is what these owners do now, but it seems like every week there are new proposed rule changes. And it's just like, well, damn, how many rules can the NFL actually adjust? Are we still going to be watching football? Or are we going to be watching some different form of it? Like create your own rules. Okay, we're going to talk about a lot of those rule changes. Bradley Beal, is he going to be long for the Washington Wizards or is he going to be moving on to the Brooklyn Nets? Can Bradley Beal survive with a Kevin Durant? Can he go ahead and survive with a Kyrie Irving? I mean, I guess they're going to have to play with three basketballs on the court at one time, but we're going to talk about whether or not that can be a reality for the Brooklyn Nets. Okay, plenty to talk about. Cam Newton is a quarterback who still doesn't have a job, but Joe Flacco does. He's going to the New York Jets. We're going to talk about that. But one of the bigger stories that have come out today, unfortunate stories, and if you've been listening here, big shout-outs to my main man, Zach Gelb. If you've been listening to Mr. Bob Huesler, you know it's unfortunate with everything going on in the world. You know, earlier today we learned that Jerry Sloan, just about 20 years coach of the Utah Jazz, passed away. Ironic timing that, you know, the Utah Jazz were a part of that Last Dance story with the Chicago Bulls and Jordan this past Sunday. You know, that was the foil. You know, those last 2 years, the last three-peat. You knock off Gary Payton and the Seattle Supersonics, and then you move on back-to-back years to face Malone and Stockton, who were led by Jerry Sloan. And, you know, Jerry Sloan was long for the job. You know, he was pretty much there that whole run. Not too many people know he did play for the Bulls, had a cup of coffee with them as well. And then moved on to coaching the Jazz, Stockton and Malone for all of those years. He probably saw more pick and rolls and, you know, connected assists than anybody. And then he went on after that. Utah Jazz went through some lean years, and then they ended up going from Boozer. And then they move on to Darren Williams. And then Darren ends up, you know, making Jerry quit. And then he gets traded and sent out to Brooklyn. And that was something that I was never really a fan of. You know, how Darren Williams basically helped push this guy out by kind of running the ship his own way. And I get it. People got to learn to change with the times. I understand. So I'm glad that Darren and Jerry Sloan had a chance to reconcile and sit down, you know, before Jerry passed. So my condolences to the family of Jerry Sloan and, anybody who might be feeling it a little bit out in Utah, anybody whose path he may have crossed, whether you knew him or went about him personally, or whether you were just a fan and grew up watching him or liked the Jazz. And then, not too long ago as well, a couple of hours, we heard that Patrick Ewing, you know, he's contracted the coronavirus. And, I wish Patrick Ewing a speedy recovery. You know, it's one thing when you get beat up by everybody. I joke about Patrick Ewing, how much the players don't particularly like playing for him. And, he's an old, angry Jamaican coach. And, it's all in fun. You know, I wish Patrick Ewing nothing but the best in his recovery. You know, one of the greatest New York Knicks of all time, right there with Willis Reed and Walt Clyde Frazier. So all the best to Patrick Ewing in his recovery. You know, there's plenty of moments where you realize that there's a whole lot more going on in life, you know, than just the guys just putting a ball in the basket or the guys throwing a touchdown. You know, they're elements. They are real human beings. They're not superheroes. They may be on television. They may have fame. They may have wealth. They may have recognition, but they're human beings too. And that's something to keep in mind as we go through every conversation that we have and just really try to keep things in perspective. That's what I try to do here on the JR Sport Brief Show. So you know what? You already know the deal. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are tough, but Rocket Mortgage is here to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. And I told you I'm here with you. You can also contact me. Besides our number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also tweet me. My Twitter is at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. One of the bigger stories I saw this afternoon, which kind of made me go, here we go again, made me scratch my head, but not surprising. It seems that he pops up associated with a different team, you know, I guess once a month, it feels like at this point in time. It's Antonio Brown. Yes, I don't even know what to call him. He's like an outcast. He's a pariah. He's like the bad boy that you got to be careful of. He's a dude, seemingly, that NFL teams, if NFL teams had mothers, mothers would warn you from dating Antonio Brown. Not because he's not going to be flashy and be a good date from time to time and show up and smile in front of the parents. It's because when y'all go on the date, he may try to pull some things. He may be a little sneaky. He may not be on his best behavior. And so this time around, John Clayton in Seattle is saying, and of course it boils down to sources, but John Clayton is saying that Russell Wilson, yes, a good boy quarterback, he would love to add Antonio Brown. Brown is also close with backup Geno Smith. They just signed a Geno Smith to a one-year contract with the Seahawks. They got that done a couple of days ago. So I feel like we've been down this road before with Antonio Brown. I mean, this is a dude who played one season with the New England Patriots last year. Didn't last, couldn't last, because the Patriots actually signed him. Throughout all of his legal transgressions, throughout all of his problems, the Patriots signed him. How did Antonio Brown reward them? By continuing to stay in contact with his accuser. By basically causing so much trouble by not just focusing in on football that he was let go after one game. Oh yeah, and you can't forget that he was also on the Raiders for training camp. He was traded, he forced a trade from Pittsburgh to the Raiders. And he couldn't even get on the field there. Whether it was because he burned his feet in a cryotherapy chamber, whether it was because he didn't like his helmet, because he didn't like the fines, you know, he forced his release there. And then after the fact, he wants to gripe about his $40 to $60 million. He's like, hey, pay me my money, Raiders. Pay me my money, Patriots. He got vicious and pretty nasty on social media, on Twitter, you know, with management. He's talking mess about Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots. And so now, according to sources, we're supposed to believe that Russell Wilson wants to go ahead and bring him in. It's a possibility. I don't take Russell Wilson for being someone who's diplomatic. And if he is, kudos to him. He's doing it seemingly behind the scenes. Maybe Russell Wilson got that big contract last year and he could walk around with his big boy pants. Maybe Russell Wilson has a little bit more flow now that he does have that no trade clause. I don't know. I've never taken him as a politician, because when you think about what's in the Seattle Seahawks locker room right now, they got vets. You have Russell Wilson. You have hard-hitting Bobby Wagner. You're also bringing in this season Greg Olsen. They got vets on the squad. They do. They have people who I think that, you know, Antonio Brown would mostly fit in. You don't necessarily hear any bad boy stuff about the Seattle Seahawks. You know, does Marshawn Lynch count? Does Marshawn count in there? You know, I think some people find him pretty derogatory. But the team seems pretty solid. Pete Carroll has been coaching the squad since 2010. They've been to two Super Bowls. They should have two Super Bowl titles, but Pete Carroll, if you got to forgive him in his old age, he had a brain lock. So the Seattle Seahawks, they aren't the Oakland Raiders, which I would consider just to be, you know, between Mayock and Gruden. It's like, I feel like they flip a coin as to what they want to do the next day. This isn't, you know, Antonio Brown to the Cleveland Browns. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what that disaster would be? Let's put Antonio Brown on a team with Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry, and Baker Mayfield. That's giving me a headache even thinking about it. You know, if there is a team that Russell Wilson would be able to go to, or excuse me, Antonio Brown would be able to go to, and probably not get in trouble, it might be Seattle. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, Antonio Brown is a great football player anywhere. I'm pretty sure any team would want his talent, his route running, his speed, and his power at wide receiver. And the Seahawks, I don't find them to be exempt. I mean, last year, yeah, you had a Tyler Lockett who seemingly gets better every year. He had 1,000 yards, 7, 8, 9 touchdowns. DK Metcalf in his rookie year hauls in 900 yards. They bring in Philip Dorsett, who was on New England last year. He had 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. It seems that they improved that wide receiver. But I wouldn't say any of those guys are Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown is going to be 32, and he basically had a whole year off. No, he's in shape. Not going to say, oh, Antonio Brown lost a step. I'm pretty sure if he actually played a full 16-game slate, depending on the offense that he played in, and if he played on the Seahawks, I'd pencil him in easy, 1,000 at minimum. He missed a year, 1,000 yards receiving, 7, 8 touchdowns, minimum. Are we going to get that classic, you know, 1,200 to 1,600 yards and 10-plus touchdowns? I don't know. But I know his talent says he's still one of the best wide receivers in the game. But I also know his attitude has said he has one of the poorest that I've seen come through in the NFL in recent memory, especially for someone who's a star. And I guess the biggest thing that we have to keep in mind, with all of his legal troubles, whether it deals with sexual assault, physical assault, all of the people who are suing him, you know, whether it is a moving truck driver, you know, whether it is a caterer, whether it's a apartment complex suing him because of damages. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's hard to keep up on what has been settled, what's still out there. One thing is for certain. whatever his file is like on Roger Goodell's desk, and who knows if Roger Goodell is occupying that desk on Park Avenue in New York City, maybe he's working from home, there's a file on Antonio Brown that the NFL is investigating. And I'm pretty damn sure that coronavirus and the stoppage of pretty much physical work and people going to work has slowed down his investigation, has slowed down his legal matters and issues. So I would venture to say that any team that signs Antonio Brown, and maybe the Seahawks want to take this risk, you're not going to have him. I venture to say he signs with a team and he might face a full season or half a season suspension. Teams have to walk extremely careful. Now, if you're a team like the Seahawks, who I believe have improved on their defense, they're bringing in basically coast-to-coast Jordan Brooks. You're bringing in Taylor from Tennessee to rush the passer. You know, I think their defense has improved. And Pete Carroll thinks they're ready to take that next step to compete and go back to the Super Bowl. Can they do it in their division? We know it's going to be tough. You still got to look right there at the 49ers. We know it's going to be tough. Is Antonio Brown worth the risk for the Seahawks? I hate to say it. I really do. But because I think you'd pretty much maybe only deal with him on the back end of the year, because he may be suspended, I don't think you lose anything. I think Antonio Brown wants to play football. That's obvious. I think he wants to get paid. He's pretty much been quiet. You don't see him yelling at his baby mother on Instagram. I don't know. Maybe Antonio Brown is back on his medication. And I'm not joking when I'm saying that. I'm being very serious. If I'm the Seahawks, I don't think Antonio Brown is too bad for a flyer. What do you have to lose? I don't think they have anything. I think he would show up for a couple of games. I think he would help you win games and potentially help you go over the edge on your offense. Wilson, Lockett, Metcalf, Brown, Carson. I think that's a pretty damn good offense. I hate to say it, but I think the Seahawks don't have anything to lose in bringing in Antonio Brown unless he goes off his rocker. We're going to open up the phone lines right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Should the Seahawks look into adding Antonio Brown? We're going to take your calls right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Antonio Brown. It's been reported that Russell Wilson wants Antonio Brown on the Seattle Seahawks. Would love to add him. Based on Antonio Brown's history, his past, we know what he can do as a football player. Reputation, all of that. Is he worth the gamble? He still has a lot of investigations. He still has a lot of legal issues. If he does sign with a team, whatever team that brings him on has to understand that he might miss time with a suspension. They might not see him play. And I particularly don't care for Antonio Brown. And I say that not necessarily from a professional perspective. I say that also personally. I will tell you that he seemingly has been on his best behavior in recent months. Okay, maybe he wants to get back into the league. Maybe he's taking his medicine. Maybe there's, maybe he's had a life change. I have no idea. And it kind of pains me to say this in a general sense. I don't think he fits on most teams. But I think the Seattle Seahawks don't have anything to lose because I think they'd be able to get him for a few games and then maybe help go on a Super Bowl run. Pete Carroll already thinks that they're potentially back there. Okay, we're going to take your calls. I believe I've told you the phone number, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. They've introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. It lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. We're going to take your calls right now. My Twitter at the same time is at JR Sport Brief. If you want to give me a holler, let's go ahead and start with David, who's calling up from Buffalo. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on tonight, man. Yeah, I agree with you about Seattle. I think Seattle last year, the way they kind of bowed out of the playoffs, you know, it was like Russell Wilson, I felt like, deserved better. And sometimes to get where you want to get, you need to take a risk. I mean, you know, they tried to bring back Marshawn Lynch. I don't think he has much left, especially the pounding he's taken as a running back. They really need that deep threat and that guy that can really go over the top and really scare defenses. And sometimes you got to roll the dice a little bit to get where you want to be, especially in the NFL. And I think with Wilson, you got a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's made other guys around him better. And a lot of times he's made something out of nothing a lot. You know, I mean, he's made the proverbial chicken, you know what, into chicken salad because of the way he scrambles. So Seattle, why not? And you know what? Seattle's up in the northwest corner of the country. He's got nothing to do but focus on football up there. So I think it's worth the shot.
Yeah, that's the furthest he can get from home in Florida, right? I mean, that's the furthest he can go, huh?
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, you know what? Honestly, too, I think that division, I mean, it'd be fun to watch. I mean, to go up against Arizona, an up-and-coming team. 49ers are a team that's a Super Bowl contender with Richard Sherman there. That'd be a nice rivalry. Why not? You know, there's definitely risk with it, but you know what? With risk, there's sometimes a reward, too.
There you go. Thank you, David. Appreciate you for calling up from Buffalo. Yeah, I mean, the NFL, let's be real. Let's be real here. This isn't Sunday school. There's a lot of great NFL players. The majority of them don't have records. The majority of them are not being investigated for pulling out guns and, you know, robbing people for jewelry and money. The majority of them aren't on the highway going 100 miles per hour. The vast majority of NFL players are good dudes. But having said that, they're no different than anybody else in society. Some of these dudes got a mean streak. Some of these dudes can get into trouble. Just like us. Let's go ahead and talk to Hank in South Carolina. Hank, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would not sign Antonio Smith unless he had agreed to do a complete CT scan. Because really,
Hank, his name is Antonio Brown, not Antonio Smith.
Oh, no, Antonio Brown, sorry.
It's all good. Because, I mean, we're talking about CTE scans. You give the guy the wrong name.
Okay, well, my point being is that all this, the vast majority of this stuff, and at least all this stuff where it's ruined his reputation, has happened since the Vontez Perfect hit.
Well,
Anybody that remembers that hit.
No. Well, you know, I hear that a lot, Hank, and I understand what you're saying, and I want to put a stop to that again one more time. And it's not nothing that you're saying that's wrong or anything like that. You know, Antonio Brown, and thank you for calling up, Hank. You know, Vontez Perfect knocking the living hell out of Antonio Brown did not make Antonio Brown an egotistical guy with a past or sexual assault history. I can tell you this because I have heard from not only agents, I have also heard from people who deal with the draft process that Antonio Brown, when he was selected, okay, there's a reason. Listen, this predates getting hit by Vontez Perfect. There's a reason why, with all of the talent that Antonio Brown has, there is a reason he was drafted in the sixth round. 195th. There is a reason. And it doesn't have anything to do with his brain getting checked out for CTE. It doesn't have anything to do with taking too many hits to the dome or the skull. It has to do with his own mental makeup. Now, whether you want to tell me that may have something to do with getting hit in high school, okay, tell me that. But there's a reason he won at a big school. There's a reason why he wasn't drafted high. And all of that predates getting hit by Vontez Perfect. I'm just saying. Okay, let's talk to Jim in Pittsburgh. Jim, go ahead. What do you think?
JR, how are you tonight?
Terrific. What's on your mind, Jim? Shoot.
First of all, he's not a deep threat guy. He's across the board guy. He comes across, you hit him, he runs. He's great at it no matter what. We can all admit he'd be a great addition as a receiver. The problem is he's gonna ruin your locker room. You got a young big receiver up there who's just starting, who's got a great future. that guy's going to ruin and poison your locker room.
Okay.
Bottom line.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Jim, for calling up from Pittsburgh. You know what? From time to time, it depends on where your team is at. And I don't think the Seahawks, I don't think they're that far removed, you know, especially offensively. And I believe their defense has improved. They got a fight in their division. They got a big fight. It's not going to be easy. And sometimes you have to go ahead, like Dave in Buffalo said, you got to take the risk. And I think the Seahawks have a strong enough locker room. We're going to continue with your calls. I see you, Roger, Theo, Jay, Kaz, Dave. We got coast to coast, Baltimore, Chicago, Alaska, Alabama. We got everybody covered. We're going to get you on the lines here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to continue this conversation about Antonio Brown.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Antonio Brown. It's been said by John Clayton up in Seattle that Russell Wilson would love to add Antonio Brown to the team. Do you think AB is a fit? I reluctantly, even though he may be suspended a few games, I reluctantly say yes. I think the Seahawks have a solid veteran culture that would allow them to bring in Antonio Brown. You know, even if he's suspended for half the season, I think he would be good for the back end. We're taking your calls, 855-212-4CBS. Before we continue and hit these lines, I want you to let you know, tomorrow, CBS Sports Network, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 Pacific, tune into the CBS Sports Network to watch The Challenge. It's Champs versus Stars. The competition continues. You're going to tune in to see who can overcome the toughest challenges in the world and win a share of $150,000. They're going to donate it to the charity of their choice on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. It's The Challenge, Champs versus Stars. Let's continue this conversation about AB. Let's check in. Roger is here with us from Baltimore. Roger, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hi, JR. How are you? I want to wish you a happy and safe holiday weekend. Let's keep this really simple. Here's three quick points, if I can. But
sure.
First, we know there's going to be stipulations. We all know what's going on with them. Two, Kareem Hunt, Josh Gordon, Alden Smith all got chances, aren't nearly as talented as Antonio Brown. And my last point supports what you're saying about him drafted number six. Before 2019, he had no less than 100 yards, 100 receptions for 6 years, no less than 1,200 yards, and 75 career touchdowns. How can you not take a chance? It's worth it. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
There you go, Roger. I mean, he was on an all-decade team for a reason. You just laid out every single one of his accolades. And the fact of the matter is, if they go ahead and select this guy, if they bring Antonio Brown in, that offense is going to be crazy. Okay, you have Carson. I know he's coming off the hip injury, but then he also signed Carlos Hyde, who had 1,000 yards last season for Houston. You have all of those wide receivers that seem to be growing. It's not a bad look. And I think it's even better that you wouldn't have to deal with this. Actually may be in their favor. You don't have to deal with an Antonio Brown during training camp. You probably don't have to deal with him for a bunch of games in the regular season. You get a chance to bring this guy in or let him go. And if you bring him in and you go to work, this guy can help. He can put the rocket ship on your back. It's real simple. Here's Jay in Alaska. Jay, what do you think? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to call and tell you that, man, you know, he's a prime example of an entitled person who grew up with coaches covering for him, and look how he's turned out. I mean, and my thing is if they ain't going to let guys like Ray Rice back in the league, they're not going to nobody's going to sign Kaepernick. I mean, this guy is more of a punk and a knucklehead than both of them. And this is coming from a Raider fan. I will never forgive him for the punk way he acted towards the Raiders and the way he treats women, man. He's not a man. So I don't think that anybody should ever take a chance on him. Just let him go away quietly in the night and tell Mr. Big Chest he can try to make money somewhere else. I'm out.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Jay, for calling up from Alaska. I understand everything that Jay just said. But that's not how the NFL works. That's not what happens when you have Roger Goodell, who is judge, jury, and executioner. It's all about PR. What do the optics look like? We've had worse. We had a killer in the NFL running around. No exaggeration. Hey, let's talk to Theo in Chicago. Theo, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
How you doing, JR? Nice, thanks for taking my call. I think it will work, JR, because it may be at this point, if he does have a previous relationship with Russell Wilson, it might be the culture that might be able to, you know, that relationship might be able to bring him in. He may have not been able to handle the culture in, you know, with Oakland, like the previous caller said, or the pressure in New England may have got to him. But mm-hmm. he really does vibe with guys like Russell Wilson and the other guys around. That bond might help him overcome what he's struggling with.
Yeah, you're right, Theo. And it matters to the locker room. I wouldn't want to bring him around a team that is full of just young receivers. I wouldn't bring him to a squad that I think is right on the precipice, where if you drop an Antonio Brown right into the middle of the locker room, you have the ability for him to pretty much poison the whole place. I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't. But I think Russell Wilson has shown and has a demeanor. Let me tell you something. Russell Wilson in Seattle has had the reputation before and during the Legion of Doom of being pretty much the goody two-shoes. He's had to endure that. Russell Wilson, I hate to tell you, he's a tough dude. He seems inflappable. He's an iron man. He doesn't miss games. He shows up. He does his job. He doesn't seem to be bothered as to anything that's going on out there. He loves football. I don't think an Antonio Brown is going to bother Russell. I can see Russell just looking at him and Antonio Brown just realizing, you know what, this is pretty much pointless. Let's check in with Russell, who's calling from Las Vegas, home of the Raiders. Russell, what do you think? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, I think he's a good fit. I think he never wanted to join the Raiders anyway. He just wanted to get out of Pittsburgh and get more money. And
yes.
He wanted to go somewhere where he had a chance of getting a ring. He has a chance of getting a ring going to Seattle. And I think he'd be good for the locker room. I don't think he's going to act up. I think he knows he's on his last leg, and I mean, if it doesn't work out there, he's done. I think he's got a good 2 to 3 years left. And also, one thing I wanted to hit on before you let me go, the reason he wound up at Central Michigan as opposed to a major school is because he didn't do well in school, in high school. He wound up going to a prep school after high school. To play a year before he got an offer to Central Michigan, because a friend of mine coached him when he was in that school, and the fact that he was small, only 160 something pounds, and had drops, it's really what dropped him down in the draft. But when he got to the NFL, he realized his full potential. But I think he'd be a good fit with the Seattle Seahawks.
I don't think
Pete Carroll's going to put up with it. And definitely Russell Wilson not going to put up with it.
Yeah, nah, I agree with you, Russ. And yeah, I mean, he wasn't all that great academically. You know, when you think about a lot of his relationships with his family when he was coming up, those weren't the best. And then I can tell you also, you could talk about drops. There were psychological issues as to him falling in the draft. Let's go ahead and talk to Kaz. Kaz, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I think he's coming to Baltimore. I think with him practicing with Lamar Jackson and Hollywood Brown's his cousin. That's one locker room that would be able to control him a little bit. I mean, especially if Lamar goes to Steve Bisciotti and says, "Hey, I think this guy will work, and I really do want him here." I think he's coming to Baltimore. I don't think he's going anywhere else. That's just my thought.
Okay, thank you for calling up, Cass from Baltimore. You know, I don't think it's a matter of controlling a human being. I think it's more so about that human being becoming acclimated to the individuals that are around you. And, you know, to be honest, I think Antonio Brown has such a checkered history. I don't think it's so easy for Lamar to go in and say, "Hey, I want him, I want him, I want him, I want him." Will it be highly considered? Yes. But you know what? What leverage does Lamar Jackson have? Lamar Jackson is eventually going to get paid. Lamar Jackson has to go out and show that his MVP season last season wasn't a fluke. I certainly don't think it is. I think he's going to have a great career as long as he doesn't get knocked around too much. And, you know, Antonio Brown in Baltimore, yeah, he'd fit. He'd be a great fit for a football player anywhere. But hanging out with his cousin and his Florida guys, you know, Lamar, I don't know if that's a good idea. John in Pittsburgh is here. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hi, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm from Pittsburgh, a big Steelers fan. I'm excited about the new season, and I was a big fan of Antonio when he was here, but I've seen all the antics and the Facebook Live and all the videos since then. I wish him the best wherever he goes, but I wanted to add on to what you were saying about Vontaze Burfict and people using that as an excuse. You were right, exactly, that his behavior predated the Vontaze Burfict hit. The only point I wanted to make is a lot of players have been concussed, been knocked out of games, but they don't turn into what people say that he's turned into. And, yeah, I hope his mental state is good. I hope he's on his meds, and I wish him the best.
There you go. My man John, he summed it up. John from Pittsburgh, you call anytime. Summation. And I've heard from people who have played from Antonio Brown. Willie Colon is a friend of mine, was an offensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Willie Colon was right here on the JR Sport Brief show about a month, maybe 2 months ago. And Willie Colon said, yeah, you know, Antonio Brown, he's changed. He's different from the rookie that has come into the things that you hear about now. And it's not an unknown secret. Let's check in with John from Sacramento. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
JR, how are you? Nice to hear you. I like the show, my friend.
Thank you so much, John. What you think about AB? Would you take him? Would you leave him?
Check it out. I would not take him in my team at all, and I don't think anybody should really take him to show the – because what he will do to the young wide receivers is will teach him – almost to be a diva like him. So you can't have that role model amongst your young wide receivers, of which there are so many coming out of college. And therefore, I would not want him on my team just to spread that sort of, you know, virus around my team. That's where my take is on that.
Okay. All right, John, thank you for calling.
You know, everybody's got their own take, and I love your show, my friend.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you. Let's see what Michael from Vegas has to say. Mike, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead.
JR, we all love your show, man. Thanks a lot.
No doubt, Mike. I love you too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you should give AB one more chance. We all go up and down, you know. I think one more chance with either Seattle or, like the last caller said, Baltimore. That'd be a good fit. I think Russell Wilson needs a player like him. He deserves a great player. Can I just tell you one more quick comment, JR?
Sure, shoot, please.
Okay, so about your rule thing, I totally agree with you. I mean, the NFL keeps on coming up these rules. I have a rule that would save the kickoff, and I think it's a genius rule.
Well, Mike, you want to do me a favor?
Please. Yes, sir.
Call me back with it. I'd love for. I'm serious. Call me back.
Oh man. I got a billion-dollar idea. I will call you back.
Please. I want to hear that billion-dollar idea. I look forward to... I'm sorry, Mike. My bad. Call back, Mike. When we start talking about these NFL rule changes, I'm going to tell you how I feel about them. Because all these NFL rule changes, I'm going to hold it. But pay close attention. I'm going to tell you what the NFL wants to do, and then you all can give me your ideas, okay? Let's take... I believe this might be our last caller. About Antonio Brown. It's KC from Pittsburgh. I wonder what KC is going to say. KC, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Would Antonio Brown be a good fit in Seattle?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. I do not believe AB would be a good move for Seattle. I'm the biggest Antonio Brown fan around, but I believe Seattle is on a very good track right now to having a real good team. And the last thing you want to do is bring AB in to mess up the chemistry. And just given everything that we've been through here in Pittsburgh and dealing with his antics here in Pittsburgh and the same thing we're talking about now with Seattle and how it could be his last chance was the same discussion when he went to New England. And you see how it turned out in New England.
Yeah, well, you know, I think this might be the difference. And thank you, KC, for calling up from Pittsburgh. AB want that money. Mike is actually calling from Seattle. Mike, go on ahead. Give us your thoughts. What do you think about AB in your town?
You know what? I would love to have AB. The problem is, I think the way that he wants the ball,
I just don't think he would get it as much as he wants.
Sure. You know, Mike, I understand that. And this is the issue that I think with Antonio Brown. I like the veterans up in Seattle. I like the fact that Antonio Brown has been relatively quiet recently. I think that Antonio Brown wants some money. He's been asking for money since he got dropped and forced his way out of the Raiders and got cut by the Patriots. I mean, he's been wanting money. He's 32 years old. What else has Antonio Brown done in his life as an adult? Nothing. This is a football player. Okay? I think the money motivation is enough for Antonio Brown to at least show up, take his suspension, whatever it may be, and try to recoup some of that cash that's gone. Because he's missing a chunk of it. I don't know what he's done with his finances. It's none of my business. But I think Antonio Brown would work out. If there's one team that I think Antonio Brown would go to, that he would show up and actually act right, it would be the Seattle Seahawks. I wouldn't be mad at that. When we come back, we're going to continue the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to talk about Joe Flacco. He's on his way to the New York Jets. Where's Cam Newton? We're also going to talk about golf. That's right. Tiger, Phil, Brady, Manning. Don't go anywhere. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.